Let's do this.
Episode 6.
Hello.
Hello.
And you're very welcome back
to episode 6 of
Two Girls and
a Baby.
And the baby is due this week.
Due on Saturday, which is just insane.
Absolutely mental. Insane. Where has the time gone?
I don't know. I feel like it's been like 3 years, but also like 3 days.
Yeah, I completely agree with you on that. I was just about to say the exact same. So either been like really, really long or really, really short.
Yeah.
But anyways, we are here and we're back. Hopefully we'll be back. We probably won't be back next week.
I don't know. I think we will, unless the baby comes. Unless the baby arrives.
I was actually talking to someone before we came in to record this episode and they were like, when is Jay due? And I was like, this weekend. And they're like, oh, imagine the baby comes when she's in here. And I was like, that would be a deadly episode.
I was thinking the same. I was like, imagine I went into labour on the pod. I was like, you couldn't get more real time than that. But he was warned this morning he's not allowed to come today because Reese is working a 24-hour shift. So I can't do this alone.
Yeah, mister, please wait for a few days.
Yeah, so he's been told. But he's definitely getting lower.
Oh yeah, he definitely has. Your belly has dropped so much. Yeah. It's mad.
Now, my mom says to me, she's like, you're still quite high, but I think even that was like at the weekend.
Yeah.
Or the weekend before, but like I feel like he's definitely
gone lower again since.
He's on the way down.
Low, 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 low.
Speaking of lows, our peak and pits.
Oh, our peak and pit from the whole last week. So we're switching things up a little.
Yeah.
And we're going to look back at our week and think of like what was the peak, what was the best thing that happened to us over the last week, and spread some positivity. But then we also want to look at the pits because we all have bad days, bad weeks, and
it's nice to be real.
Yeah, we're all normal. There's shit days, but they all, with the shit days, we have the good days too. So
yeah, exactly.
Rather than filling you in on our full weekend.
Yeah, because we've realised we do ramble on about them quite a bit.
We do, and we don't need to bore you too much. But anyways.
Are you going to start with your peak or your pit?
Oh, I think maybe my pit, because then we can end on a positive note.
Yeah, I was thinking the same. I think I was going to start with my pit too.
Okay, do you want to go first then?
Yeah, I don't mind.
Go on then.
Right, well, my pit is that I had a hospital appointment last week.
Oh.
And it was one of the days that it was like sweltering heat,
mm-hmm.
Which is fine. You have to go get your checkups and stuff. So I was kind of fuming because I was like, I have to go into the hospital on a lovely day. Went in and I was sat there for 2.5 hours and I hadn't been called. So I was like just sitting there fuming. It was so hot in there, like no aircon in the waiting room.
Yeah.
Heaps of heavily pregnant women were all sitting there sweating like freaking I don't know what. And I was like, do you know what? I actually just can't be here anymore. And then I went to tell the receptionist I had to leave. No receptionist to be found. So I was like, I'm leaving anyway. Rang, no one answered the phone. And then about 20 minutes after I left, they rang me and they were like, hi, were you here for an appointment? I was like, oh my God. I was like, I was there for 2.5 hours. So I've left now. I was like, I had another appointment at 5. Like I got there at like 2:15 and
yeah.
I left at 4:30. I was like, not happening.
Nah, they can't be doing that.
No.
You're 9 months pregnant here.
Literally, I was 39, but what am I now? Yeah, 39, 38 weeks. So I was like, I just can't be sitting here in this heat. There was another pregnant woman down on her hands and knees trying to like put a wedge into the door just so there was a bit of airflow. Now, it's a fantastic hospital, not to diss it or anything, but like, I just couldn't be sitting there in that heat.
Not in your pregnant state. Like, you'd be absolutely fumed.
And then there was another mother who was called 3 times. And it was the 3rd time that she was called. I was like, right, I'm done. So that was my pit. It was just too warm to be this pregnant in the hospital just for them to dip a stick in my pee and check my blood pressure.
So, you think you could just do it at home, bring in your pee for them and just be like, here, there, do it.
Yeah, I'm off. But no, I don't want to sound like a bad mother. I should have said I made an appointment with my GP for the next morning before I left, just so that I was still being seen by someone.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't just neglect my child or myself.
You rescheduled, but the pit of the story is
the heat of sitting in that hospital for 2.5 hours just so someone could check my blood pressure.
Yeah.
Do you know?
That's a pain in the bum.
Yeah.
My pit would probably, I kind of have 2 little ones, right?
That's okay.
I got my bloods done last week, which I don't mind at all. I have to get them checked like every like 6 weeks because of my thyroid. So that was grand. Got them done and I was driving and I was like on the way to work. And I was like, why does my arm feel all wet? Like the plaster that she had put on my, where I got my bloods taken from, had like opened and the blood was gone everywhere, all over my cardigan. And I couldn't do anything about it because I was on the way to work. I had to come to work. So it just looked, I just looked like a filthy bitch.
No, you didn't. I saw you that day. You did not.
And then my other peak is...
No pit.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, my other pit. God, my other pit was, and it's also going to tie into this week's topic, was on Sunday, I was hungover because I was out on Saturday night and my mum woke me up at 8:30 on Sunday morning. I was like, Megan, will you please come shopping with me? I need to get a dress for a wedding and all this. And I was really looking forward to a lion. Now, I had a great day with her and stuff like that, so I didn't mind going doing shopping with her. But then I was just so, so tired. Then when I got back to Waterford on Sunday night, I was like, oh my God, I'm wrecked. And it was just, yeah, I don't like being hungover.
No.
So, pit.
That's a pit.
But now for the funner stuff, the peaks.
Yeah, the peaks. You
peaks
can go
of the weeks.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
The peak of the week.
Peak of the week.
I love it.
Oh my God. And you can share yours with us too.
Yeah.
We want to hear what your pits and peaks are too.
Yeah, absolutely.
But my peak would probably be I was off on Friday, which is a peak in itself. But I was off because I wanted to spend the day with Jade. And not only did I get to spend the day with Jade, well, the whole weekend nearly actually, I got to spend it with Jade and her boyfriend. Not only that, it was so, so, sunny.
It
just
stunning.
Happened to be sunny and it was bloody fantastic.
Because we had planned for this, like for the Friday, it was the 10th.
Ages.
We had planned that for ages and it would just happen to be in our little heat stroke, I was going to say, heat wave.
Literally. And we were just blessed and we had a lovely little day. And then I'm just going to add on to that again.
Yeah.
So if I was to pick my peak out of that like day, weekend, it would have to be water balloon roulette and the water fight because, oh my good God, I have not had that much.
I forgot you played.
Yeah, I was so looking forward to it and I swear my life, I have not had that much fun in so long. I felt like a big kid.
It's such a fun game. Everyone needs to play it. I know we spoke about it last week, but like, have you not tried it yet? Try it because
thoroughly enjoyed.
It's so much fun. And then we just started launching Reese with the balloons.
Oh yeah,
not even playing roulette.
No, Reese was stood at the car and we were just fucking the balloons.
He was like, what do we play? GeoGuessr. That's another
peak as well. That was
such a fun game. I'd say people might know about it from lockdown, but it's like making a little comeback. So we have it. And we did a competition. It was me and Megan versus Reese. And if we won, we got to throw two balloons at Reese.
Two balloons each, actually.
Two balloons each. We threw our two balloons and he was like, Asher, go on, throw more.
He was like, come on, keep them coming. And he was standing at my car facing us and we were just firing the balloons away. It was great.
I was like, why do you like this? Because he threw two at us and they really hurt.
Yeah, really sore.
He was loving life.
Yeah, he was.
But yeah, that was my peak as well.
Really?
My peak was going to be that, like, those 3 days, two or three days, because we just had the best time.
We did. We had a great time.
Over 3 days, I did 3 swims and that was probably the peak of the peak.
Yeah.
Even though one of our swims in Wexford was disgusting.
Yeah. There was something weird in the water, which we now know it was seaweed, but at the time we thought it was like fish eggs or something.
Yeah, and it stunk.
It rank. Like my hair, I had no bobbin, so I had no other choice but to let my hair get wet. And I had to actually get a bottle of water to wash out the stink.
Yeah, no, that was probably a pit within the peaks, but the 3 swims were just stunning.
Gorgeous.
The next day we went to the Guillemin and there was a little bit of the stuff, but I'd say it's just the sun. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know, we
the logistics
through it. Of that, but it was stunning.
It was stunning. Those
are my peaks, the swims. Yeah, and the whole weekend. And Bad Sisters.
Bad Sisters. If you haven't watched Bad Sisters, you
watch
need to
it.
Get on it now.
Yeah.
I've been, like, my sister showed me that, like, maybe a year and a half or two ago.
Okay.
And I've been watching it since.
Yeah, because we started the episode and I was like, I feel like I recognize this
intro.
And then I was like, nah, maybe it's from something else. And then the more we watched it, I was like, yeah, seen this episode. But it was unreal. So
yeah,
we finished that in the space of like, what, 2 days?
2 days. 10 out of 10 would recommend. But the episodes are quite long. That's why I don't think I watched it in like...
Yeah, they were
it.
Like an hour.
Yeah, I'm very bad at like finishing TV and stuff.
Yeah.
I'll start a series and then I'll be like, meh, bored. Not that I'm bored. I just don't really watch TV too much.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't think... Yeah, I was going to say I don't watch it on my own, but I do at the moment.
Yeah.
Sure, there's not much else to be doing.
No, you're chilling at home.
But yeah.
But speaking of chilling at home and doing things and watching TV, this week we're going to talk about drinking and like drinking culture and how people... Like what do you do when you're not drinking? What are the activities? But I think before we get into that, I think we should talk about like our relationship with drinking and partying, anything like that. Like,
well, I have no relationship with drink, really. I've never ever drank before in my life. And I was trying to think, I was like, right, how will I explain this? Because I feel like now, I do feel like drinking culture has changed a lot. Like now,
oh, it has.
I feel like if I say, oh, I don't drink or I've never drank, people are like, oh, grand, cool. Whereas when I was in school and college, if I was like, oh, I don't drink, people would be like, why? Like, do you have a bad experience? Was your mother an alcoholic? Did you get too drunk? And I'm just like, whoa. I was like, no, I just have absolutely no interest. And I just think, yeah, I like that no one really questions it anymore. Whereas a few years ago, people were like, you're a weirdo. Like, you're no fun. What's going on? Why don't you? And I was like, there's literally no reason other than I don't want to.
Yeah, it's a societal pressures, I think. Like, for me, I used to be a party animal. Like,
yeah.
I was always out, constantly going out. Like, I mean, sometimes I'm embarrassed about like how drunk I used to get and stuff. But like, I suppose all of that is
part of living.
And, you know, I've learned a lot from that too. But now, since I've moved to Waterford, and like a lot of the people I'm surrounded by don't really go out that much.
No.
And I kind of wanted that for myself. Like, I didn't want to be going out as much as I used to. And I can honestly say I just love it so much more. Like, I love waking up on a Sunday, fresh as a daisy. Like,
going for a swim.
Yeah. Oh, you just, it's so much better. And then you don't feel like your whole day is wasted in bed. Like, when I woke up on Sunday, I was like, when I came back, I was just wrecked. And I wasn't overly hungover. I didn't completely waste my day because I went up to Dublin shopping and stuff. But like before, I would have just spent the whole day like in bed or just eating shite. And then you just feel like shite. And then for the whole week, it's just...
I feel like it's a vicious cycle.
Yeah, it's a dominoes effect. Like, and like mentally, it would affect you too. So I think they're kind of like some of the reasons then why I kind of stopped drinking as much. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't mind going for a drink here and there, but I just don't even enjoy going out as much as I used to.
But I feel like you're well able to handle your drink.
Yeah, I have gotten to that stage. But if you had known Megan 5 years ago, you would have been like, I don't want to be her friend.
Stop.
Swear my life.
See, I've always been the minder, so I feel like I don't really mind. I wouldn't have minded.
Oh, I don't know. Well, you probably would have laughed at me, to be
yeah,
honest.
I probably would have.
I might get into some of those stories someday, but not right now.
No, that would be so funny. But yeah, I've always been the minder. Like, do you know when, like, I know you shouldn't, but like, you know when you're younger and people start drinking at like 14, 15? Like,
yeah.
I was just terrified because my mom had me warned. She's like, if you drink, she's like, I'm going to not be your friend. She's like, I'm going to kill you, basically. She's like, but she's like, obviously she wouldn't kill me, but you know, and you're like, I'll kill you. So I was terrified to drink. I was like, I'll just get in too much trouble. And then by the time like 18 came around, I was like, right, well, I've made it this far. Like, what's the point in starting now? Uh-huh. And then I think it was kind of probably not even stubbornness, but I was like, well, I've made it this far without drinking. There's no point to drinking. But then like I'm 23 now and I still just have no even curiosity about it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I feel like I still have fun.
No, you absolutely do.
Like, I still go on nights out. I still dance. I still sing. I still have a ball. And then I feel like, not obviously a hangover, but I feel like the next day I'd just be floored and I'd be like, oh, I'm hungover because I got drunk off everyone else's energy.
Do you
get me?
But that's the thing. Like, because you have never drank, it's not a crutch for you.
Yeah.
A lot of people feel like they can only go out if they're drinking because that's all they've ever known.
Yeah.
You know, and I know like at times like I'm grand going out without having a drink. But I might have one or two when I'm out. But actually at the weekend when someone said this to me, I was like, this is what I need to say in the podcast. Was someone said to me, they were like trying to have a house party and all this crack. And I was like, I'm fit for bed. Like, I want to go home. That is it. And like, normally I would have been the person up to like 6 a.m, whatever.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with being that person, and nor is there anything wrong with not being that person. What someone said to me was like, oh, you used to be so fun and cool and all. And I was like,
rude.
But that is the society, and that's how society behaves, and it makes you feel like if you don't participate in this, you're not fun, you're not cool. Had I been younger, I would have been like, oh my God, I'm not fun, I'm not cool. Whereas now I'm like,
I don't care.
I couldn't give a rat. But like, it just hit me, and I was like, that's definitely how you end up drinking a lot, because you have those pressures on other people.
Yeah.
And like, don't get me wrong, I definitely have been a person being like, why aren't you drinking tonight?
Yeah.
Whereas now, if someone's not drinking, I'm like, yeah, perfect, that's your own choice.
Yeah, but like, obviously I've never drank, so I can't fully say this with like conviction without actually knowing, but like, I feel like if you drink less, you're probably not going to regret not drinking as much.
Oh yeah.
Like, you're always going to probably regret going to the house party more than not going to the house party. Do you get me?
Oh, always. Always the way, like the next day when you wake up and you're after being out to like 5 a.m. and you're like, Why did I do that? And then you have the fear. The fear is something that you never want. You are so lucky you've not had
the
fear.
Yeah, I've never had the fear.
Oh, it's awful. Like you just, yeah. I know everyone experiences it differently, but you just feel like firstly, like if you had a blackout, if you were blackout drunk, awful, right? Okay. You've no idea what you're after doing. But like even at that, if you do know what you're doing, you're still just sitting there with your thoughts and you're absolutely so embarrassed for everything you've done. Even though you might not have done anything wrong last night, like you're just like in this like state of like, I can't face the world. The world hates me, essentially.
Oh yeah, no, I wouldn't be able for that now.
Yeah, it's not fun. And then you're just like lying in bed and you feel your body is just like, I don't know, you're kind of like a shell of your former self.
I suppose that's why it's good to have a sober friend, because they can be like, no, you've not done anything.
Yeah, that is true. You come in handy there. But then when the sober friend comes out and is like, yeah, actually, you did do something bad.
You did this, this and this.
And then you're like, no, I don't need anyone to remember all my actions.
I know. But I feel like even if you don't drink, like there is so many things that you can do. Like you can still go partying.
Yeah.
We had so many parties and like barbecues last year. And I don't know, but like I'd assume you probably didn't even realize that I wasn't drinking.
No, you'd never notice that, because you're just up for the crack, like, you know what I mean? But even like, yeah, there's so many things that we did last year, and we like, I barely went out. Like I did go out in Dublin and stuff, but like even down here, like, yeah, like that, we just had little barbecues.
But even like times that there was drink involved, say like there was a good few times we popped out to Jack Mead's, like,
yeah,
you don't need to get paralytic. You can have one or two and still have a good time.
See, that's the thing. It's so difficult. Well, I don't find it that hard anymore, but like a lot of people would find it hard, like just to have one or two drinks.
Yeah, okay.
And not
keep
going.
Yeah.
But like,
I'd say especially in the sun.
Yes. Yeah, oh, in the sun. Sun is just like calls you. It's just summoning you to the beer garden. It's like,
yeah,
sun equals beer garden.
Because that was us Friday. Reese was like, it's sunny. And we went to the beach and he's like, all I want is a pint. All I want is a pint. And like, that's because it was sunny. He's like, I just want to be sitting in a beer garden and have a pint. And we went and had one or two and I had a delicious little mocktail.
Yeah.
But like, even that in the sun, in the beer garden, even though I don't drink, it's such a nice place to be. So I can understand
why people.
And then I can understand why it'd be tough to like voluntarily leave as well.
Yeah.
After like just one or two.
After one or two. Because you're having so much fun and stuff. But like at the same time, it is important to know when to call it a night.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
And I think that's something a lot of people don't know how to do. Because like, say if you're having like a shite night, you're like, oh no, I'll just keep going because it's going to get better and stuff. If you're having a shite night, go home. It's grand.
Yeah.
And I just think like people need to stop pressuring their friends so much. Like, do you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, I get that you want them to drink. I get that you want them to go out. But if they want to go home, let them go home. Text them. Make sure they've gotten home okay. And leave it at that.
I don't know if it's because we're older that I feel like that pressure is kind of going. But then I don't know if it's society or just the fact that we're getting older now.
I don't know, because I definitely feel like there has been times where like I've been going out with my friends and I've said, I'm not drinking. Ah, come on, have a few. So definitely not changing. But I do definitely think drinking culture in general has changed since COVID, I would say.
With COVID, I feel like people were drinking so much.
Oh, people
in their gardens and stuff.
Yeah, oh, like I partied like loads.
Yeah, I partied in COVID, but like out in the grass and out in the green and stuff.
Yeah, it
like,
was
do
nice.
You know what I mean?
And it was a nice, like as much as it was a shit time, like it was a good time too. But like it has, like even when I think like to Rag Week, right? When I was in college, Rag Week was like fantastic. Like it was great crack. Like the Monday of Rag Week, Scrags in Carlow was packed to the rafters. And you can always guarantee like there'd be a big massive crowd. But I know like the guys here, they go like out on the street during like Rag Week and doing interviews with people. And they went, like I think it was last year for Rag Week on the Monday, and it was dead.
Really?
Yeah, it's insane.
Maybe do people prefer like house party, garden drinking rather than like going out?
And like, to be honest, save your money. Like,
it was probably because you had to pay €9 for a pint and a freaking piece of food.
Oh my God, remember that?
Do you remember that? That was mad.
God, the rules that they brought in over COVID. Like when I think back to them, we were only talking about this the other day. Fucking crazy, the things we did.
And like, they just made no sense. Why, if I want to go have a meal, do I have to spend a minimum €9 just to be there? Like, where'd you even get €9?
Yeah, where did that?
Where did nine come from?
Because that's how much it would cost for like a substantial meal as such.
You can't get a meal for €9
but
anymore.
Still, no, you can't. Fucking, I was in Dublin and I got chicken nuggets in McDonald's. Guess how much for 6 nuggets, just the nuggets?
Right, well, when I worked at McDonald's, I think they were €2.50.
Okay.
So I could have made that up though.
Well, I worked at McDonald's, they were €2, but like I definitely know they were increased to €2.50.
So how much were they?
Three 80.
Oh, Jesus. I wasn't expecting that.
Nearly double the price. I literally...
For six?
Yeah, my jaw dropped. I was like, what the hell?
Oh, my God. I do feel like Dublin's more expensive.
No, Dublin is. And I do think McDonald's prices vary depending on the location.
Oh, 100%.
And that's something a lot of people don't know. A lot of people think that the price is the same across the board.
Yeah, no, definitely not. Dublin's 100% more expensive. I'd say like Waterford, Kilkenny, Carlow and all are probably fairly similar, but like...
I am pretty sure the one in Carlow town and the one in the Carlow drive-thru have different prices. Like.
Swear?
Yeah.
That's mental.
But I can't be 100% on that now.
That's okay.
Been a while. But yeah.
That's mad.
They've definitely pulled that €9 for the meal out of their arsehole.
Oh, 100%.
Out of their arsehole. I don't even say that.
No, I've never heard you say arsehole.
No. I don't know why I did.
That's okay.
But yeah. Jinx. We are always saying the same things.
I know.
I just think like, yeah, if like we just need more activities and things, social things to do.
Yeah.
To meet people in like a social setting and make friends where there's not necessarily drink involved, but there can be drink involved if you want to have like one or two, but it's not the pressure of like getting all done up because that takes so much time.
Yeah.
To get done up. Whereas if you actually have a plan where you're going to go do something for the whole day, you have a whole day of doing something rather than getting ready and then just going out.
Yeah.
Do you know?
And even like, I think there's things that you can do where it's no harm if there is a few drinks involved. But like, I feel like there should be things where drink isn't the center of attention or drink isn't what's drawing people. So yeah. Let's just say you're having a barbecue on the beach and like you're going to swim and then have a little, like we had a swim and a picnic and like an ice cream or whatever at the weekend. But like, should we have been there all day and you and Reese wanted to have like one or two drinks or however many drinks, like that's fine. But we weren't there so that you could drink. Do you
know
me? No,
we were there so we could have swim and have a swim, go for a swim and be at the beach rather than, yeah.
But I feel like if there was more things like that, it'd be lovely.
Yeah, but now that you say like a barbecue on the beach, wouldn't that be so lovely?
We should do that.
We should totally do that.
Speaking of events.
Yeah, we want to organise like a little swim morning, a sunrise swim, right? This is what I can just visualise this, right? Where we have a group of people, okay, that come, that are listening to our podcast. We're going to build a little community and we're going to go somewhere and there'll be sunrise. We'll go for a little swim in the sea. We could have a little picnic with us if we wanted and go for a little coffee.
Yeah, because we said in episode one, we want to build a community and we do want to build a community.
And we're getting started on it.
We are getting started on it.
You can follow our new Instagram, which is 2 girls and a baby pod.
Yeah, and on TikTok.
Yeah, the exact same.
Yeah. So that'll be like the beginning. So like you can send in any your peaks and pits.
Uh-huh.
You can send in like questions, dilemmas. I was thinking as well, we should ask them what they want us to talk about on our new Insta.
Yes. Be, like, oh my God.
Like let them pick the topic for like a week or two.
That is such a good idea. Yeah, definitely. So that'll be all on our Insta stories. But that's sidetracked. But yeah, we definitely want to organise some little events. So even if there's places that you think we should come or like that you'd like us to...
Where you'd like us to go.
Yeah, like, or is there any, like, even like a little hike? I don't know. I think the options are endless, but I think we should start with a swim and a coffee because I think for us, that's like what we do on our weekends.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think it would be so fab and such a nice way to meet people and bring other people together. Even if there's three people, like me, you and one other person, like...
I'd be so happy.
Grand, do you know what I mean?
That's or one extra person that we know and that we're getting, like, letting them experience the love that we have for the sea.
Yeah. It would be so fab. It would be so nice.
Yeah.
And then as we grow and get to know each other more, we can get more and more people involved.
Yeah. And then we could do like even like a brunch somewhere nice. So yeah, that is definitely something we have. We're thinking about. It's in the pipeline.
It's in the pipeline. Yeah. Another one I think would be just a place to go. I really want to go see, I don't know how to say it properly, Lake Comishubagon.
I was going to say Commission the Man. No. That's the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.
Comishubagon or something. It's in Comishan the
on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I really want to go there.
I'm dying to go there as well. I think we need to make a bucket list, okay, of places that we want to visit and places that you should visit also. You know, but like even it's not even about visiting places too, because I was thinking about this when we were doing this topic, like things to do when you don't drink, right?
Yeah.
And I was thinking back to our summer last year and stuff. Yeah. I was like, what did we do, right?
We did so much.
We did so much. Like, so we obviously we had like barbecues. We played loads of Mario Kart and
played loads of board games.
Loads and loads of board games.
Like our best friend.
Absolutely.
Wavelength.
Wavelength is such a fun game. The word association game. We would spend hours outside, just the group of us, playing these games in the sun, if it was sunny, obviously. And like, they're just little things that you can do with your friends that are fun. And you can just all have a bit of crack together.
And if there's something that you enjoy, say like the sea swimming, like we used to go to a different beach every week.
Yeah, we
just
actually...
so that we could explore a different beach. Now we're hooked on the Guillemine.
Yeah, we just... like... when we found the Guillemine, we were like, this is love. This is life.
We don't need to... Speaking of Guillemine, I know this is slightly off topic, but after seeing all those basking sharks, I think I'm terrified to go to the Guillemine.
Yeah.
There's a lot of basking shark videos on Instagram and some of them are in Waterford and I am convinced... the Guillemine will have them because we had dolphins. Now I know basking sharks are huge, but that is deep, deep sea.
No, stop. You're going to freak me out because every now and again I get freaked out and think there's a shark below me because of you.
I know, but basking sharks are kind of at the top, so like you would
see it.
It wouldn't be under you necessarily, but I yeah.
Let's not think about it, okay? Because if we're trying to organise a swim, we don't want to put that in their head.
Yeah, but the sharks and all wouldn't be at the beach.
Yeah, the sharks aren't going to be there.
They'd be in the deep, deep sea and only the Guillemine is the deep, deep sea.
Oh no, I feel sick thinking about that, Jade.
I know, they're lovely, harmless creatures.
Well, then we're fine.
Like, I'm terrified of sharks.
So yeah.
And if I saw a basking shark, I would lose my life. But they wouldn't actually do anything
to
us.
Yeah, they're harmless. Okay, well,
and they're actually quite beautiful.
Nothing to worry about. I've never seen a photo of one now.
Oh, I'll show you the video that I saw the other day.
Okay.
Oh, it'll be gone. But I might be able to find it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I'll have a look on TikTok. There's surely going to be a video available to me.
Yeah, that's completely off topic.
Yeah, but like I think like, yeah, it's even like doing things. So like bowling.
Yeah.
We need to go bowling. And also in Waterford, there is a roller skating rink.
Yeah.
Which is on like my list of things there where I need to go.
Yeah.
And then I actually wanted to talk about the karaoke bar we went to.
Oh my God, yeah. The Woodman. It was freaking deadly.
Yeah,
it
it's so
unreal.
Cool. Like, I know it's in a bar and stuff and we're trying to think of things you can't do that don't involve drink. But like, I mean...
We didn't really... I didn't drink, but you didn't really drink.
I think I had like one or two drinks, but like, I could have had zero drinks if I wanted to. But I was like, ah, sure, look. I think it was sunny as well. So
yeah, it was lovely.
Of course I wanted to. But like, it was so much fun. Like, you could just book the room out and you pay whatever. You organise it for like however many hours you want and you just sing karaoke.
Yeah, and it was deadly. I just realised another thing that we did last year. Oh my God. We've been saying we want to tell the story on the pod and I actually did not bring this up intentionally to tell this story on the pod. But another thing we did last year was we went to do the sunset meditation up in Kilbarry Nature Park.
Oh yeah. This was, yeah.
This has been a story we've been waiting to tell. We're like, when will it come up? How will it come up? And now it's actually... not planned, but it's come up.
Yeah, we went there purely just to do a meditation, but
what was it?
You can't take
something?
Like particularly the two of us. You can't take the two of us anywhere without something going slightly off course. It was a sunset. No, it was the longest day of the year.
It was the longest day of the year.
I remember because I can see it. I can see it on my Insta story and the date I have it on. It was the 22nd of June.
And it 100%. Was stunning. Such a nice location.
Gorgeous.
I would recommend there.
Yeah, I actually haven't been back since. But anyways, get into what happened, okay?
I actually don't even know how it happened, but there's like a wooden bench kind of a thing. But like, you know the way wooden benches have like gaps? So I don't know how, I don't know.
But like it was two, it wasn't even like a wood, it was like a big slob of wood, imagine, right? And imagine like down the middle, there is like one of those holes.
Like a deck.
Yeah, like a deck. Yeah, a hole down the middle. And then were we sitting on the bench? I can't remember. We had literally just got there.
Just arrived. I dropped my phone down the side.
Down between the two slabs. And
we cannot get it out for the life of us. We're sat. I was like, fuck it. I don't even care. I was like,
you were like,
I don't even care about my phone. I was like, I don't need it for this. We're here to do a meditation.
We tried a little bit and then Jade was like, I don't care. So then we were like, right, let's just get on with the meditation.
Forget
about the phone.
So we did our meditation.
And we did not think that it was going to, like, we didn't think about the brightness situation.
Yeah, because
it was really bright.
It was like 8.
8 o'clock, yeah.
8 or 9 and we were there for a while.
Yeah, we were there for quite some time and we kind of forgot that it was going to get dark. And obviously when it gets dark, it would have made it very difficult for us to see down that very narrow hole to find Jade's phone.
Yeah.
So we tried and tried and tried for ages.
Sticks. I know it's terrible, breaking branches off trees. We were trying everything to get this phone back, pushing it, and we'd get it so far and it'd just fall again.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
So awful. Then we ended up going to my house, didn't we, to get some appliances.
Yeah, we went to your house.
Amy was with us as well.
Yeah, Amy was with us. And from the beginning, she was like, lads, I know how to do this. All you need is a coat hanger.
Yes, a coat hanger. And we were like, use a twig. We'll use nature.
And she just let us off. She was like, yeah, no problem whatsoever. Sitting there looking at us like two doves, I'd say. And then it got dark and we were like, right, we need to go. So we went and I don't know what we got. I think we got like an umbrella, a freaking spatula from
the
kitchen.
We had everything, but we also had a hanger.
We also got the coat hanger.
And it was pitch black now at this stage. So we had the flashlights like going down. And like the thing, there was like,
it was just ridiculous carrying.
It was like Mission totally Impossible. Honest. And
then we got the phone.
And the cheers of us were like, woo! We did it.
But literally I was like, you know what, I don't even want this anymore. And I was fully going to leave it there, but then I don't know, I think we were like, oh, we'll come back tomorrow with the dew and stuff. We were like, not worth it. But
so yeah, we were at that for like hours. So yeah, just be careful when you're going out and about. Mind your personal belongings.
But like, that's another thing, like that nature walk, what's called Kilbarry Nature Park, like stunning. If you like meditation, go to different locations for your meditation.
Yeah, and like even at that, if you want to get into meditation, there's loads of wellness retreats and stuff like that around the southeast. Actually need to go to one. But like, there's loads of stuff. And like, oh my god, how have we forgot to talk about the hot pod?
Oh my god, the hot pod was like our best friend.
Yeah, I think like that hot pod really got us into that sea, right? So
yeah,
it's basically like
I love the hot pod.
What is it? A mobile sauna.
Yeah.
And it pulls up.
Unreal.
Amazing. It pulls up at different beaches. Like there is definitely ones. There's one at Boatstrand. It's not called the hot pod. It's a different one.
Endorphin.
Yeah, there's that one. And then there's the hot pod.
There's one in Wexford. There's one Ballybooley.
Ballybooley. Yeah, there's one there. There's definitely other ones that we don't know the names of all of them, but it's so nice. You basically book it for like half an hour and you go in and out of the water and into the sauna, and it just makes it so nice. So that is definitely something you need to do.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Those are unreal. The hot pods.
But like, even like, I'm trying to even think, like, because we're like, even Kilkenny, when I lived in Kilkenny,
the Castle Park.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. I would just go there and read my book and lie on the grass and just meditate, and it was just amazing.
Yeah, I love the Castle Park. I actually was trying to make a little list of like everywhere in the southeast that I think people should go. I was trying to come up with one for every county, but I don't know much about Tipperary, but Carrick on Shore,
I've never been.
It's so nice.
Driven through it.
I can't think of the name of the park whatsoever, but there's a big park like in the main town area, like near the vets and all, and it's just so nice. I went there last summer, and like we were there for a photo shoot for I don't actually remember what it was for. For some festival, the Clancy Brothers Festival. And we were in the water. It was such a sunny day. We were in the river, like dipping our toes. And then there's just this big massive green area, but there's also like walks and stuff. So that's Tipperary anyway. Kilkenny Castle Park. Waterford, I just came up with like
there's
beaches.
Millions of beaches, that you can go to.
And Wexford beaches as well.
Carlo,
I left a question mark. I was like, Megan.
Well, no, I used to love going to Duckett's Grove. Me and my friends used to go there like during COVID, and we'd play a big massive game of hide and go seek.
Oh, deadly.
We love that. So Duckett's Grove, the Altamount Gardens, Huntington Castle.
Do you know where else in Carlo I just came to my mind?
Where?
It's not outdoors, but the Arboretum.
Arboretum.
I love the Arboretum.
Yeah, good old day out though. If it was raining, perfect day out.
Love the Arboretum.
And then as well in Carlo, like there's like different things like kayaking and river tours, and I know they definitely do that in Kilkenny as well. Like
Greg Grana.
Inisteague,
my little
hometown. There's so many. And you know what it is? It's actually because like everybody is gone abroad as well. That's definitely going to be a topic for another day, but
yeah.
Like, because everyone's abroad, you probably think that you need to go, but you don't. But if you do, that's absolutely fine. But it's actually just looking at where you are and appreciating what's around you, because like,
there's so much.
Yeah, there is. Like, I remember when I moved to Waterford first, I was like, I don't like Waterford. I hate it. And the more I spent going around, adventuring around Waterford, I'm like, I fucking love it here.
I love Waterford. When I was in secondary school, anyone who was like finished, like they're leaving cert and all, and I was younger, I'd look at them and I'd be like, why are they all going to Waterford? I was like, Waterford's just an easy option because I went to school in New Ross, and I was like,
yeah,
it's half an hour, everyone's only going there. I was like, I'm going to Dublin, blah 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 blah. Went to Dublin, didn't love Dublin whatsoever. And now that I like have lived in Waterford, I'm like, oh, this is why everyone comes to Waterford.
I get it now. I get it now. But yeah, I think it's just
it's
like
stunning.
Looking around and seeing what's going on. Like even like things like the Cats Laughs Festival that's on in Kilkenny. And
there's
like
so many cool tours, like the Smithwick Store. I know that's drink, but like I went to the Smithwick Store and it was so cool.
Yeah. I think like, yeah, it's just there's different things that you probably don't even know about half the stuff.
Oh, I'd like even freaking, I know it's a pub again, but Kittler's Inn, if you were to go and like just learn about the witches.
Oh.
Because Kittler's Inn, do you ever?
I've never heard of Kittler's Inn.
It's a pub restaurant kind of thing in Kilkenny, but it's because I believe her name was Anne Kittler. She was a witch and she was killed there.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting.
So interesting.
That.
And there's so much history to all of these places as well.
Yeah.
Like I believe Wexford is full of history. Even near us, John F. Kennedy.
Yeah, which is actually mad.
Yeah.
But like even actually Wexford Town is stunning. Like I was there like, what was I there for? The Spiegeltown Festival. Keith Barry was on or whatever. But like I hadn't walked through Wexford Town since I was like maybe 12 or 13.
Okay.
And I was like, it's actually just so gorgeous here.
Yeah.
So it's just actually appreciating what is here and what's around you and finding things to do. Because like that, we were saying, you know, when you are going out, there's absolutely nothing wrong with going out. And like, who doesn't love a good night out here and there? Festival, whatever. There's loads of festivals coming up.
There's actually loads of festivals in the Southeast.
Yeah, there is. Like, all together now.
Yeah, all together. I say loads. That's the only one I can think of.
But no, there's like the Cats Laughs. There's Savor Kilkenny. There's loads
there's
of musical
Food Festival. West Waterford. I know that's over, but like, that's another one.
The city. What goes on during the city? Somewhere in the city here in Waterford where they do like music stages in the city like every Friday and Saturday for like June, July and August. So there's so much going on.
Yeah.
And then yeah, just spend your time summer making memories. I need to make a little bucket list now. I'm getting really excited.
I'm so excited for summer.
Oh, I also want to do the cliff walk in Dunmore East.
Oh yeah, I do as well.
Yeah,
I think I started it one day and it was kind of windy. I was like, turning around.
Not today,
but
Satan.
But it's meant to be gorgeous, and I really want to see a whale. And apparently, you see whales in Dunmore East.
Okay.
One thing
added to the bucket list.
I know. I feel like we're probably coming near the end, but one thing that we didn't touch on at all.
What?
And it was, we were in Tim's and you have some big news in your family.
Oh my God. Yeah. Actually, sorry. This was like,
I don't know how that made me feel.
This is meant to be in my peak of the week. Like I was like, I have all my peaks, but this is like my peak. So we were sat in Tim's on Friday and last week. And that was all grand. And I looked at my phone. I got this WhatsApp message from my brother, Edward. He's like a year older than me. So like we were quite close growing up. And it was like a ring box. And he said, just FYI. So he was going to propose to his girlfriend and he did on Saturday. And it's just
the video is the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's so stunning. And they went to Whistler and the view was gorgeous.
Unreal.
And everyone was like, oh, like, did you not have any suspicion? Like, why was he setting up the phone? Because I didn't think that Ed would like have time to set up a phone. I didn't think he'd think of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And like even thinking of my brother going in there, picking out a ring and just planning this himself is just like, it just warms my heart.
It was so cute. Because then we were like, I was like, Megan, what's the plan? I was like, ask him what his crack is, what's going on. He was like, I'll know the time and the place when I see it. Like, knowing that they were going to Whistler for the day. I was like, no, bless his heart. Like, he is just a gem.
Yeah, I literally bawled my eyes out for so long. Like, I'm just so happy for the two of them. But like, yeah, they had the video because they'd only got like a tripod so they could take family photos because they've got like two dogs.
Ah, stop.
Yeah, but it was honestly the cutest thing ever. I feel like I'm tearing up now thinking of it.
But sure you would.
I'm just so happy for them. I just love them both so much. So yeah.
Yeah, no, that was a lovely little, that was a peak of my week as well. And I think I've only met them once.
Yeah, but they're just,
they're lovely.
Yeah.
They're lovely.
But yeah, there's another peak of the week.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we're getting close to the end of the podcast, which means a baby update because the baby is due this Saturday, the 18th. Is it Saturday the 18th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why I always forget about baby updates. Even though I know that we do
them. Because we're rambling. We forget. We're not talking about baby.
But yeah, baby update. Yeah, he's due this week. He's definitely dropping.
Definitely dropping. Like it's hot.
Yeah, dropping like it's hot.
No, the baby clothes. Oh,
that's another thing I actually have in my notes because I'm like, what will I say for my baby update? All my clothes and bed, like his bed set up. His bed is washed, set up in the room, ready to go. All his clothes washed, ready. Not all. But
most.
Like, a lot of his clothes are like washed and ready to go. I actually met my mom friend from like early on in the episode.
Oh, yes.
And she gave me a big massive bag of clothes and like loads of stuff that, for me for after like that. Yeah. like cold pads and stuff. And I'm
yeah,
like,
things that you don't want to think about. But not yeah, fun side of things.
Loads of gorgeous clothes, like browns and blues. And I'm just like, oh, it's going to be so funny. It's going to be
It's going to be so cool that you can just dress up another human.
I know. I can't wait. And then yesterday I actually went to my stepdad's mom's house. And she gave me like this gorgeous Moses basket and this other thing. And like, I don't know really what it is, but you put the baby to sleep in it, but it has two handles. And I was like, Reese, I can't wait for the baby to arrive so we can put him in there. And then like, I don't know how to explain it, but like rocking between your legs like he's on a seesaw.
Oh, deadly.
I was like, this will be so fun. Do you know when he's like at the laughing stage?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
he's just going to be looking up at you, giggling away. So yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm excited, but I'm now that it's like, what, Saturday, like that he's due.
The countdown.
Scary.
The countdown is really on.
The countdown's really on. Now, like, I know he might not arrive for another 2 weeks, but like, even at that, like,
he's gonna arrive like soon.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like the 9 months are over now. He could pop at any time. Yeah. The baby could be here by the next pod.
Yeah.
Would I do a solo episode with like your... Nah, we'll talk about this off the pod.
You could though.
I was thinking like if you could do like... So I've asked Jade, would she do like some voice recordings like when she's going into labour, just so we can like talk about it, like yeah, have it on the pod and if you're not here. But
Yeah,
we could do that.
We could. And another thing is I feel like now that we do have the Instagram, like I'd be a lot more comfortable. I feel like the Instagram, we're really going to make it our own.
Yes,
like,
we are like, going to make it our own.
I feel like I'd have no bother like being in the hospital, throwing up a little selfie like, no episode tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true.
Whereas I feel like I wouldn't do that on like...
On Beats official
Instagram.
One, yeah.
But I feel like this really is our other baby.
Yeah, it is our other baby. It is.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's exciting. I can't wait. I can't wait.
Another thing as well, it's not really a baby update, but it's baby related. So I don't know, I can't remember who I was talking to, but they keep telling me like, he's going to be huge, he's going to be huge. I predict he's going to be in the 9 pounds. I was talking to someone and they had told her the same.
Yeah.
And her baby came out like mini.
Oh.
So I'm like, please be mini. Please don't be 9 pounds.
For the sake of my prediction cards, I hope he is 9 pounds because I'm pretty sure I put like 9 pounds, 2 ounces on that or something.
Do you know, my brother, we were doing the prediction cards at home and my brother put, I think he put like 45 kilos. I was like, Michael, what? I was like, you're like 45 kilos. I was like, what are you on about? He's like, sure, I know what that is. It's like, okay.
Okay, fair enough.
So he might not be a 9 pound whopper.
9 pound whopper.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
If he is a 9 pound whopper, I can't wait to be just going around calling him, here's the whopper now. Yeah. Look at him go.
Burger King will be coming for us.
But yeah, right. Okay. That wraps it up here.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening and joining us. And don't forget to leave us a review, like and follow the pod because we're doing great and we're so happy and proud and excited and it wouldn't be possible without you listening.
No.
So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And follow our Instagram so that we can have our little community.
Yes, it's two girls and a baby pod on Instagram and on Twitter. So you can message us there.
TikTok now, we don't have Twitter.
Oh, sorry, did I say Twitter?
Yeah.
Sorry, it was meant to be Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was meant to say. So you can catch us there or you can always email us at tgbpod@beat102103.com.
Super.
Okay.
Thank
Catch you in
so
the next
much.
Cartoon. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.